Good morning.
Good morning.
As we're getting ready for the story today, I have a question to ask you. Have you ever been so sleepy that even when mom or dad tried to wake you up, you just couldn't wake up good? You might have been moving around a little bit, or sometimes you're taking a nap, mama or daddy will pick you up and move you from one spot to another, and you don't even know what's going on. Sometimes we adults go through that too. We might be walking around, but we're kind of in a sleepy mode, hard to wake up. Well, we're going to hear a story about one of the apostles that kind of had that same experience. How many of you know about the apostle Peter? Okay. He was one of the disciples that walked with Jesus for the 3.5 years. He denied Jesus at one time, and then when Jesus was resurrected, he was redeemed and was forgiven. And after the day of Pentecost, Peter was one of the biggest voices for Jesus. He would tell everybody about Jesus. And one day when he was preaching, the leaders that crucified Jesus, the Roman officials, the priest, and the civil officials, they didn't like it. If they didn't like Jesus, were they going to like Peter? No. So Peter was preaching and he got arrested. And they told him that he was not supposed to teach about Jesus. After a little while, they went ahead and released him. They said, "Stop teaching about Jesus." And Peter said, "I can't follow your rule. I've got to follow God's." So he kept preaching. Another time when he was preaching, he got arrested again and put in jail. And there were guards all around him. But then an angel came and opened up the gates and led Peter and his friend out. When the officials went to get Peter and his friend, they found him teaching in the temple. The guards didn't even know he was gone. The officials didn't even know he was gone. But he kept on preaching. He kept on teaching. And after a period of time, he was arrested again. This time, he was put deep into the jail. There were 4 squadrons of guards watching just Peter and another friend to make sure he couldn't escape this time. And just to double make sure, he had a guard on one side, a guard on the other, chained to Peter. They were going to try to make sure Peter stayed in jail. And the reason they were going to do that is because King Herod had just killed another apostle, James. So they were all riled up. They were going to stop this teaching about Jesus, whatever it took. No matter what they had to do, they were going to stop these people from teaching about Jesus. Peter wasn't worried. He fell asleep. If you can imagine, he's been arrested now 3 times. He's got a guard on either side that he's chained to. Peter goes to sleep. But in Acts chapter 12, we find out in verse 7, it says, "Now behold, an angel of the Lord stood by Peter, and a light shone in the prison. And he struck Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, 'Arise quickly.' And his chains fell off of his hands." So the angel nudged him. "Peter, wake up. Wake up." Peter got up a little bit, but he wasn't quite sure what was going on. And immediately the chains fell off of him. The guards on either side didn't even know what was going on. Isn't that wonderful? Those big old shackles that he was chained with, they just came off of Peter. But he wasn't quite sure what still was going on. So then we find out that the angel said, "Gird yourself and bind on your sandals." And he did. So here Peter is still not quite awake, but he's putting on his clothes. He's got his shoes on, his sandals on, and he's still not fully aware of everything that's going on. And the angel is trying to work with him and trying to tell him. And so there he goes again. And so Peter did what he was asked to do. And the angel said, "Cast your garment on about thee and follow me." And Peter went out. Now remember, there were four squadrons of guards, one on either side. Nobody knew that Peter was outside of the prison. Peter wasn't even quite sure. He just was not sure what was going on. Is this a dream? Am I dreaming that I've been set free? What's happening? And it wasn't until he got outside in the street that Peter realized that the angel had set him free. Then Peter wakes up. Then he's awake. Oh, this is not a dream. I'm really free. And so he goes to knock on the door of some people that he knew there in Jerusalem. And he knocks. Now the people have been praying for Peter, because remember, they had just killed one of the apostles. And the people were praying that they wouldn't kill Peter. The people were praying and praying and praying. They didn't know Peter had been set free. So Peter goes and knocks on the door, and a young lady by the name of Rhoda hears the knock. She's the only one that hears the knock. Young people, sometimes you will hear from God better than the adults will. Sometimes God will impress on you to do something good, even if he hasn't quite spoken to mom and dad. Eventually, he will speak to mom and dad, but never forget that you can hear from God too. So here this young lady hears. She opens the door. It's Peter. She closes the door. She doesn't let him in. She closes the door. And so she goes and tells him, Peter's at the door. Peter's at the door. And they said, oh, no. Peter can't be at the door. He's in prison. Finally, they open the door and they all rejoice because Peter has been released from prison. Later on, he does. Many years later, he's arrested again and eventually killed for preaching about Jesus. But at this instance, he is set free. The wonderful thing here is to know that angels are watching out for every single one of us. We have angels that will help us through. And again, in this story, again, it is a young person that answers the door. It is the young person that hears the knock of Peter. A young person that tells others, Peter's outside, Peter's at the door. Young boys and girls, you are so important to the work of Jesus. You're never too young to share your message of Jesus with anybody. You're never too young. It's really important that you know you have a story to tell. And you can tell others about Jesus too. And even when somebody is half asleep like Peter was, the angel can set him free. Amen? So God is good and he's watching out for all of us. Who would like to pray?
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for this day, and please bless the Sabbath. Thank you for letting us learn something new about you. Let all of us remember that none of us are too young or too old to talk about you. Please let us remember that and preach about you, and always know that you're there with us and that you love us. In Jesus' name, amen.